This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In the den with us this morning, Troy and Ed. Good morning. How are you both?
We're wonderful, guys. How are you?
I am wonderful. Aaron is okay.
Move on.
Let's get straight into it. Typical mistakes that husbands and wives make. The stuff that we just get wrong. What do we do?
Should I start with that one?
Of course.
Okay. There are a number that us males, husbands do that can cause tension, friction, problems within the health of a marriage. I would have to say that probably the biggest mistake that husbands make is that they think that their life is more important than their wife's life.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is that their job is more important, their recreation time is more important, their dreams are more important, their alone time with the boys or whatever it may be, that's more important than their wife's time. You know, and I think that's a real fallacy.
Is that wrong? No, I'm joking. That was a joke. Okay, continue.
So I just think, you know, that the guys that think that a lot of the time, and so they live their lives and their marriages reflect their belief that their life is more important than their wives. You know, and I disagree with that. I think that both a partner's lives are equally important. So my wife's dreams and occupation and time with the girls and relaxation time and a whole range of other things is just as important as mine.
That's good to you.
You think it is?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Excellent. But I think that's one of the mistakes. If guys live their lives and their marriages reflect that, then I think, you know, that's one of the things that that may cause problems within the course of the marriage. Yeah. One of the mistakes that guys make.
I think Troy just scored some brownie points.
Yeah, I think so.
He certainly did. But he lives that out, so he's not just saying it.
Oh, good.
The tricky thing in that, though, if that is an issue within a relationship, how on earth do you go about addressing that one?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. How would you? Yes, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. You need to help us here. How would you address that? Because that's a tricky one.
Look, I think it's got to be talked about, but raising it, I think, is difficult. And I mean, I know Troy's very conscious of that, so it's easy for us to talk about if it starts to get out of balance either way, because it's not just, you know, it's needs to be balanced both ways.
Yes.
But I think if a guy can't actually see it, it would be very difficult for the wife to maybe bring attention to it.
That's right.
I would imagine.
That's right. So I guess this morning, you know, it's a call out to the guys just to be conscious of, you know, how do you view your relationship with your wife in your life in that regard. And I guess it's a challenge for the guys to be consciously preferring our wives.
Mm.
And you know, to be conscious of, you know, that we don't give the impression that we're more important in this partnership that we think call marriage.
This needs to be flipped now,
excellent,
though.
Yeah, flip it.
Yes. The mistake I'm going to talk about is a personal one. So I'm not making generalizations. I'm being a bit specific about something that I've realized that maybe I'm making the mistake. In the sense that when it's just the two of you, it's very easy to give each other great time. And I think the tendency can be that when there are other important things come into life, children or work or other kind of stuff, which is still important stuff, that those kind of things can almost be more important than the time or the effort you gave to your husband.
Mm.
And so I think one of the biggest mistakes I have tended to make over time is maybe those things taking more time than they needed away from what time I should have been giving Troy. So kind of him being last on the list. Now, I don't have four kids. I only have one beautiful child. So she doesn't take up, you know, masses of my time. But in terms of, you know, I study and I work and all those kind of things. And just making sure Troy doesn't get the leftovers of me. And that's probably, I don't believe I'm going to say this, but even in the leftovers of my effort.
Yes. You're really struggling to say this.
Look at the pain on your face.
Strain.
So, you know, when I leave the house, I kind of think, okay, I need to actually make an effort here and, you know, put some proper clothes on, brush my hair, you know, clean my teeth, all those kind of things.
Yes.
Yet because I work a bit from home, there can be days when I feel like, well, it's only Troy. So trackies, Ugg boots, completely unmatching, you know, sloppy joes with holes in them and hair not being done is, you know, quite fine for Troy. Whereas I'm starting to feel a bit convicted at the moment that maybe he deserves a little bit more effort.
Oh.
At least the effort I'm prepared to give the rest of the world.
Okay, wow, gee, that's a good one. Good luck addressing that at home.
Yeah. We'll not comment any further. That's well, where we end today. It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Troy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We'll go and have a chat about that one now, probably.
I think we should.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.